Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial County. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Thank you all for joining us this week and every week. If you're a first-time listener, welcome aboard. If you're a long-time listener, we love you. I mean, straight up, because you make the show possible, and you've got a sense of the responsibility of the listener on this show. So here's how it works. We ask softball questions that respect our expert guests, always. That's our job. Our expert guests come in here, and they've got a wealth of knowledge, personal experience. They've got some professional training. It's all sort of stuff, depending on the week. And they give us all this expert information that helps our community. Your job, listener, is then to go out and take this and share it via social media, via the podcast at KXORadio.com, with everyone who you think needs to hear it. And this show, like every other show we do, there are people in the community who are going to need to hear it, who are going to benefit. It's going to reduce their suffering. It's going to make them happier people, happier neighbors, happier family members, whatever. And so your job is to get the word out. You hear it, you share it, and we love you for it. Thank you so much for listening today and every day.
I'm Scott. How many years? You were asking me the other day.
We think we settled on 13. So
13 years.
Yeah. So 13 years of doing weekly wellness radio. Welcome aboard.
And I still, every time it's just different and exciting and new, and I still stumble around.
I've had the pleasure of hearing every show because
I know.
I've been in the room. So there it is. All right, so welcome aboard. We are talking today about the LGBT Center and their activities that are coming up, a really important topic for our community and for behavioral health. We're joined today by Sophia Kahlo and Amanda Driscoll and Amanda Venuti. Welcome aboard, and let's start talking about all things LGBT in the community of Imperial County, and let's get this tied back to mental health because there is a really important tie. All right, hi guys.
Hello. Hi, thank you for having us. I'm Sophia Kahlo. I'm a board member with the LGBT Resource Center here in El Centro. I'm also the head queen of the Queens of Imperial Valley. It's a drag group within the center that we basically do put on drag shows and raise funds for the center. And the center, we've been around for 3 years now. The purpose of the center is to create a safe space and empower the LGBT community by connecting them to essential resources within our community and outside of our community, such as behavioral health and doctors, different resources that we have available within the community but also outside of the community.
Having an LGBT center in Imperial Valley was a long time coming.
Yes.
How was it like? I mean, who finally got the energy to get this together?
But
what's it been in establishing it?
But more important, why?
Well, our CEO and the founder of the center is Rosa Diaz. She's been, even before creating the center, she's been a spokesperson for the LGBT community. She's also part of the LGBT community. And going back to your question on why, I feel like it's very important to have a place where you can go and be yourself, especially being part of the LGBT community. And there's a lot of stigmas and a lot of the fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. What an LGBT person is. I think the main purpose of the center is to basically create a safe space, because I personally wouldn't go directly, before going to the LGBT Resource Center, I wouldn't go directly to mental health, or because of that stigma of going directly to a mental institution. But if you go to the LGBT center, they refer you out. You feel you feel safe, you feel empowered, you feel that being referred over to, it's not a bad thing about people making it seem, you're going to mental health, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. But it's more of a place where you go and you get resources, you get help, all the help that's needed through the center, referring you over to the behavioral health or different doctors, different physicians.
Yeah, and that's a that's understandable because there's that stigma associated with LGBT, just like there's still stigma associated regarding mental health yes. and substance use disorders.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.